Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mike Stollard is here. Mike's a great friend of ours, a longtime 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the leading authorities on the planet on leadership, co-founder, president, and CEO of E Pluribus Partners, author of Fired Up or Burned Out, one of my favorite books. His new one is called Connection Culture, and he makes us think every time he joins us. Mike Stollard, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Hey, it's great to be with you, as always.
Hey, Mike, you've got some research that you're bringing us today that, and I'm going to quote here, folks, from the research. Most Americans are considered lonely. That's a really strong statement, isn't it?
It is, and this is, you know, there's more and more research, Jim, that's coming out that supports it. And it's not just America. It is the democracies around the world.
What is lonely? What does lonely mean? Canada. What is lonely? When someone is lonely, what does that mean to you?
Well, there's two ways to break it down. Number one is, does someone feel lonely? So they could feel, you know, left out, even though they're surrounded by people. That's one aspect of loneliness. And the second aspect is, are they just socially isolated, so they're not around people? But the interesting thing, Jim, is that they seem to have the same effect on lifespan. So one researcher who did a lot of research last year, she spoke at the American Psychological Association's big annual conferences, Julianne Holt-Lunstedt, who's a professor at Brigham Young. And she did a study of studies that concluded that if people feel lonely or they're socially isolated, both are associated with a reduction in life expectancy that's on par with smoking 15 cigarettes a
day. Wow. Say that again. Say that last part again.
So if you – let me say it a different way, too.
I want people – I want this to sink in. This is very powerful.
If you feel lonely or – you are socially isolated, in other words, you're not around people, then that has an effect on your life expectancy that's equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. And it's actually more lethal than obesity.
Wow.
So Julianne Holt-Lunstedt and other researchers, Cigna just came out earlier this month with research. They'd studied 20,000 U.S. adults.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the gold standard of loneliness assessment. It's called the UCLA Loneliness Scale. And it showed that more than half of Americans are lonely based on this assessment.
That was where that quote I gave at the top of the segment, where that came from. Most Americans
are
considered lonely.
We have a public health crisis because of this that is actually more of a problem than obesity.
Do you think it's associated with the opioid crisis that we have right now? Do you think that they're sort of symbiotic? One leads to the other, and you could get there either way. You could become addicted to opioids and then become lonely, or you start out lonely and you become addicted to opioids. Do you think it could be that way, sort of like a circular reference? I mean, you can't get out of it.
Absolutely, and let me explain why. So when we feel lonely, our bodies shift from a state of balance, or what scientists call homeostasis, to the stress response. And so the body starts to over-allocate blood glucose, which is a form of sugar, and oxygen, mm-hmm. to the fight or flight systems, the heart, the lungs, and the big muscles. At the same time, it under-resources parts of the brain, so we might start having trouble remembering people's names or
right.
facts that we once knew.
The more evolved part of the brain, it continues to feed the reptilian part, But the more evolved part, the frontal lobes, those are denied blood.
Yeah, it's a part of the brain called the hippocampus that mm-hmm. is a declarative memory. Is there the body's not worried about memory; it's worried about survival when it's mm-hmm. in stress response. And it also under resources the digestive system. So that's why we get upset stomach when we have a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. But it also, you know, other digestive disorders emerge because our digestive system is shutting down to some degree. And then also the immune system is compromised. So we're more vulnerable to sickness and disease. And then finally the reproductive system is somewhat shut down. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're in a short-term state of stress response because you need to respond to a short-term threat like you're being mugged, for example, then stress response is good. The problem is today more and more people are stuck in a state of stress response because they're in cultures that don't feel safe to them. They're not around support. They don't have supportive relationships. They're under a lot of stress, and so their bodies are in stress response, and it's killing them.
So how would a person, if someone says, hey, that sounds like me, how do they get themselves out of this?
Well, the other
part
is
Julianne Holt. How do you help someone get out of this?
I want to mention this, is she found in a separate study that feeling connected to people was associated with a 50% reduced risk of early death.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it just shows that relationships are important in life. They're essential. We, you know, if you look at the study of the Romanian orphans, if you remember, you know, all that after Ceausescu fell, researchers came up with a term for those orphans who didn't have caregivers, they didn't have connection. The term was failure to thrive.
Yeah.
And that's
wow.
what we're seeing on a mass scale today. Our people in America and democracies around the world, we focus too much on money, power, and fame.
And social media and games and electronic games. There's nothing, I mean, I don't see the human connection in some of these games that are being played.
Well, that's another thing. Research shows that on average, we're spending 10 hours a day in front of the screen. That includes at work.
Right.
But then sometimes we're coming home and, you know, binge-watching on Netflix or things like that. And hey, I'm guilty, too. I do some of that. But we also have to just be intentional about connecting with people and getting involved in.
Well, I'll tell you what else. We don't read quality literature anymore. We watch 2-minute videos, or we scan a social media column or whatever instead of reading a book or something someone said that might help uplift us. We come back. I'm going to ask Mike to talk to us about loneliness at work. This hits us between the eyes, small business owners. Mike Stollard and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingham. His book, by the way, is called Connection Culture.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.